Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building Ghost Jungle Shuffle bass line in Ableton Live 12, and then taking it from session view into a full arrangement so it feels like an actual DNB track, not just a good loop. The big idea here is simple. In drum and bass, the bass line is not just playing notes. It's creating weight, swing, tension, and that call and response energy with the drums. Ghost Jungle Shuffle lives right between classic chop jungle movement and modern roller pressure. It's syncopated, a little hidden in places, and locked to the break in a way that makes the groove feel alive. So first, set up your project at 172 BPM. That's right in the sweet spot for this style. Create one MIDI track for your drums and one MIDI track for your bass. If you've got a breakbeat already, great. If not, start with a simple kick, snare, hats, and a chopped break layer. Keep it clean and basic for now. The goal is to hear the relationship between the drums and the bass as clearly as possible. Start in session view, because that's the fastest way to test ideas without overcommitting. Session view is perfect for this kind of work. You can loop the bass against the break, tweak timing, swap variations, and immediately hear what's working. That's a huge advantage when you're trying to build a groove that dances with the drums instead of sitting on top of them. Now build the low end first. Don't start with distortion. Don't start with wide stereo effects. Start with a clean sub. Load operator on the bass track. Use a sine wave on oscillator A and turn the other oscillators off. Keep it mono, with one voice only. That gives you a strong centered sub that behaves properly in the mix. When you write the MIDI, keep it short and intentional. In Ghost Jungle, the sub should breathe. It should not smear across the bar. Use short notes, leave gaps, and think in little gestures rather than long lines. Try placing a note on the offbeat before the snare, another small hit after the snare, then a stronger note on a downbeat where the end of three. That creates motion without making the pattern busy. It's a subtle thing, but it's what makes the bass feel like it's pushing the groove forward. A really useful teacher tip here: always think about where the break is speaking. If the snare lands, maybe the bass answers right after it. If there's a fill coming up, maybe leave a tiny air pocket just before it. Those little gaps matter. In this style, silence is part of the rhythm. Once the sub is behaving at a character layer, this is where your res or mid-bass comes in. You can duplicate the bass track, or better yet, use an instrument rack so you keep the sub and the mid layer separate. For the mid-bass, Waveatable is a great choice. Start from a saw-based sound, add a little unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, and attune it lightly. You want movement, not a giant stereo mess. Keep the low mids under control. Use a low-pass filter to tame the top end and keep the aggression focused. Add saturator after the synth for a bit of density, maybe a few dB of drive, and turn on soft clip if needed. If you want extra edge, a little overdrive before saturator can work, but go easy. The point is to build a dark, controlled character layer that can move in the gaps while the sub stays solid underneath. Now write the Ghost Jungle rhythm. This is where the style really comes alive. Don't fill every space. That's the beginner trap. A Ghost Jungle shuffle works because of implied rhythm. Put in a short note before the snare, maybe a lower velocity hit after the snare, then a longer anchor note on a strong beat in the next bar. Add a tiny pickup note at the end of the bar to create lift into the next phrase. Use velocity to make it feel human. Your main hits can sit around 90 to 110, while ghost notes might be somewhere between 25 and 60. That contrast is what makes the line feel accented rather than mechanical. If needed, use Ableton's velocity MIDI effect to shape the clip quickly, then fine-tune the important notes by hand. One thing to keep in mind: the drum loop is your reference, not the grid. If the bass sounds fine on its own but weak against the break, the timing is probably off. Keep looping drums and bass together while you edit. That's how you make the bass lock into the groove instead of just playing in time. If the rhythm feels too stiff, open the groove pool and add a subtle swing feel to the drums or hats. Don't overdo it. DNB lives on micro timing, not exaggerated swing. The sub should usually stay tight, while the ghost notes can sit a hair late if that helps them feel more laid back and human. Now let's shape the tone a bit. Use EQ8 to clean up the mid-bass if it's muddy. If the sub is separate, high-pass the character layer around 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't fight the low end. If the bass sounds boxy, cut some mud around 200 to 400 Hz. And if it gets harsh, gently tame the upper edge around 2 to 5 Khz. For movement, auto filter is your friend. You can use a slow LFO or simple automation to open the sound up slightly at the end of a phrase or before a drop. A small change in cutoff or drive can be more effective than a huge dramatic sweep. In darker DNB, Subtle tension often hits harder than obvious effects. Now comes the fun part. Jam it in session view. Launch your drum clip and bass clip together. Mute the bass for a bar. Then bring back only the sub. Then drop the re-slayer on top. Then try a version with an extra pickup note or a different ending. This is where session view really earns its keep. You're not just looping. You're performing the idea and discovering which version actually feels best with the drums. Make a few clip variations. One sparse version for the intro, one fuller version for the drop, one switch-up version, with a little extra movement or a different pickup. Color-code them if you want to stay organized. That way you can see the energy levels at a glance. Once the loop feels strong, capture it into arrangement view. Record your session view performance, and let Ableton build the track shake from that. Now you can turn the loop into an actual arrangement. For DJ-friendly DNB structure, think intro, build, drop, switch up, second drop, and outro. Keep the intro stripped back. Let the bass hints come in gradually. Build tension with ghost notes and filter movement. Then hit the drop with the full bass line. As you arrange, change something every 8 or 16 bars. That could be a note, a filter move, a different pickup, an octave flick, or a brief halftime moment. The mistake a lot of people make is repeating the same loop for 3 minutes and hoping the energy will carry itself. It won't. DNB needs progression. Automation helps a lot here. Open the bass filter into the drop. Increase saturator drive slightly before the switch up. Maybe add a short reverb send on a bass hit, and then cut it off again. Small automation moves give the arrangement shape without cluttering it up. A really useful advanced move is to use clip envelopes instead of drawing tons of extra notes. You can create motion by automating filter, transpose, or volume inside the clip while keeping the same MIDI pattern. That keeps the phrase recognizable while still making it feel alive. When the structure is in place, do a quick mix check. Solo the drums and sub. Then bring the mid-bass back in. Make sure the sub stays centered and mono. If the low end is too crowded, use a little side chain or gentle compression on the mid-bass, not the whole bass. You only want a little breathing room, maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Enough to make space. Not so much that it starts pumping obviously unless that's the sound you want. And always check in mono at low volume. That's one of the best reality checks in bass music. If the groove still feels clear when it's quiet and collapsed to mono, then your bass line is doing its job. Let's wrap this up with a core takeaway. Build the sub first. Keep the bass line sparse, syncopated, and responsive to the break. Use session view to test variations fast. Then capture the best version into arrangement view and shape it into a real track. Protect the low end with short note lengths, mono discipline, and careful EQ. In darker DNB, the best bass lines don't just play notes. They push, answer, and leave space. If you want a quick practice challenge after this, make a 4-bar ghost jungle loop at 172 BPM, build a clean sub with only a handful of notes, add a light re-slayer, create 2 clip variations, and then record the best one into an 8-bar arrangement with filter automation. If it still sounds good at low volume, you're on the right track. All right, let's get into it and make that jungle shuffle hit.